This is the Show It Off podcast, where we are building self-esteem and learning how to be shamelessly and unapologetically confident. Each Monday, you can count on true stories, inspiring messages, tools that work, and even an occasional educational interview, all to support you on your journey to confidence like you've never experienced before. If you are ready to take inspired action, I am very excited for you because my team and I are gearing up to release for the second time Peacock School, 11 days of building practices for confidence. They'll have daily Facebook Lives for this group. We'll have supportive community. It's going to be epic, you guys. It's like nothing you've ever experienced before, and it's tried and true. If you want to hear the testimonials of a couple of the graduates from last round, go to sarahfeischoff.com and you can hear or see those video messages there. And while you're on the website, go ahead and enter your email because you will instantly receive a thank you little gift that will help you with your confidence building journey. It's a 5-video series I created called Yoga for Confidence. And this will be in your inbox immediately when you sign up. So thank you so much for being here, for listening. And it's time to start the show because I'm about to show it off. I hope this episode finds you well, but more accurately and more probably, it's probably finding you amidst an array of emotions that don't feel that great. I want you to know that I see you and I love you, and today's episode is all about self-tenderness and really holding yourself with a lot of care and love within this time. I hope that you know that all of the Show It Off podcast episodes are not focused on self-improvement, but rather a focus on coming home to who you are, to realizing that you're valuable and worthy as is, and that I only intend to encourage you to share that part of you. This episode is featuring my dear friend Sky Spirit of Big Island Fitness, who has been on the show before. And we are here to support you and know that you are loved and that this, we are recognizing that this is a challenging, upsetting time. And so we are just here to encourage you to really take it easy on yourself, to love yourself like you've never loved yourself before, and have a lot of patience and a lot of grace for what you're experiencing right now. I want you to remove the word self-improvement out of your vocabulary and really bring it back to just self-love and sharing that unique gift that is you. I hope that this episode serves you and that it inspires you to take even better care of yourself than you ever have before. Remembering that self-love is world love. We are all connected. The law of oneness has never been more obvious on this planet. And I want you to remember that the more you love yourself and take care of yourself, the better you are feeling good for the planet and raising our vibration. I love you. I hope you enjoy the episode.
I hear those cakey. Okay.
Yeah, so disclaimer. There'll be some screaming kids in the background. Sorry, guys.
Today's episode number 42 of the Show It Off podcast, I have invited our dear friend Sky who was on the show before talking about self-love and workouts, and she is a fitness instructor here on the Big Island. And as of 2 weeks ago, a week ago, Sky started shifting her community classes, which are beloved to all who attend, to an online forum, and we've been joining via Zoom. And so we're Zooming this interview. Can you say Zooming? Can you make it a verb?
Yeah.
Interview. And we're going to talk with Sky today about really focusing on nurturing and loving yourself throughout this quarantine, and how you can create a workout environment at your home, even despite possible limitations. So hi, Sky.
Hi, Sarah. It's so good to be with you again, even if it's not in person.
Your face and hugging you.
I know, just this time, it's only been a couple weeks that we've all been in this mandatory quarantine. I don't even like that word. Let's just say stay at home, period.
Vacation. And
vacation, yes, right? Let's just think of it as a vacation. And I've just realized how much I don't feel like I ever took it for granted, but like just how much I appreciate human connection and being around people face to face, and just that connection, how beautiful and special it is. And this time has really made me grateful for that. So when this is all over, I swear I'm going to give everybody a million hugs, if that's okay. the hugs. I'm missing the hugs for sure.
And in light of the fact that we're all dealing with something that's emotionally charged and emotionally uncomfortable, at the least, the focus for the show has been on really lifting up the self-love and to take away the hustle and the grind and to be in that still space of inner work, and also having that balance of what we were talking about before is not going down the slippery slope of sadness, loneliness, and depression. So today, for those of you who are listening, Sky and I are setting the intention to create some inspiration and some tools and tips that will help you nurture yourself in this time, be really loving, and also keep your mood lifted as much as possible. I think it's important to feel the sad feelings and move through them. We're never going to advocate avoiding, and moving through them is necessary. And really helpful to have like practices that we take in place and a mindset moving forward to help us to love ourselves and keep ourselves happier, so that we don't just let ourselves get swallowed up by a sad feeling. So thank you for sharing that. You have some really creative and exciting tools and tips and tricks to share today. So why don't you start with letting us know how would somebody who maybe they're used to going to the gym or like us in a community workout group, how would someone like that just basics moving their body every day? How long should we be doing it for? What does that look like?
Yeah. So, you know, your whole schedule has changed, your whole life is really took a turn. So it's time for us to adjust and just do what we can to make ourselves feel comfortable and at ease during this time. And by doing that, I'll just go ahead and dive into creating a space in your home that can be your workspace, your workout space, your meditation space, just a space for you to go and be able to move, to be able to feel happier, to be able to feel safe and comfortable. So my tips on that are really, you know, like, let's just say you live in a tiny cramped apartment, maybe it's time to rearrange the furniture. And maybe if you have like a table that's in the way, like if you can fold it up or like put it in another room or just like set it off to the side for the time being and just like rearrange your furniture, which is a fun thing to do anyways. Like I love rearranging my furniture just to like change things up and it gives the whole room like a new feel, you know? So rearranging your furniture. And then my tips are to try and find a window with natural lighting that you can see outside, maybe even be able to open that window and get some fresh air in. That's really uplifting and mood boosting to be able to feel that connection to the outside still. So you're not feeling like you're in a cramped, you know, enclosed box. Like this space should feel like, oh, I'm so excited to go to this little space now and just drop in with myself. So bringing some plants, like even if you don't have a window, you're in a tiny little apartment, just bringing some house plants if you can, like try to buy some house plants if you don't have any. Bring some nature into your home. Mm-hmm. And what else? Yeah, lighting is a huge one. So if you like have really harsh lighting in your house, maybe you can try to get some more softer lighting with Christmas lights or a lamp or whatever it is, just to like set that mood a little bit more. If you're doing this at nighttime, maybe you want to light some candles. And lighting is a really huge, huge one that affects our mood. Like I cannot take LED bright harsh lighting. It just hurts my head and hurts my eyes and makes me feel on edge. So lighting is huge. And that's just kind of setting your space. So making sure that you have enough space to be able to move around enough, you know, you're not like jumping from one end of the room to the other, or maybe you are, but you know, just try to keep enough space. And then privacy, that's a huge one. If you have a hard time with privacy in your home, you have kids and your whole family is there, maybe you can talk to your family about just be like, all right, at this time of the day, I'd like to really have some privacy for like an hour. Maybe you guys can go in the other room, but the bedroom, watch a movie, whatever it is. Like this is a huge one, because it's so hard to find the time. And well, we have all the time right now, that's the thing, but it's so hard to find the space to be alone and to do this practice. And maybe you want to invite your friend or your family or loved ones to join you, which is also really awesome. So privacy, you know, having a space that's sort of your own. And then we'll just dive into equipment. You know, it's really great to have a yoga mat. If you're doing at-home workouts, a yoga mat is really all you need. You don't need anything else but a yoga mat, you know. But if you want to start doing some more and you feel like you want to add in equipment, then my suggestion to you is to keep it simple. Like during this time, you don't have to go crazy and be like, I'm going to buy all the exercise equipment on the market. Like there's no need. You just need maybe some bands, some simple resistance bands, and a couple dumbbells, you know, whatever weight feels right for you. Maybe it's a 5 pound or a 10 pound, or maybe you want to do a little heavier. I always suggest having one light and then one heavier. That combo right there is perfect. And then if you're like, okay, I don't want to get equipment, I don't want to make this investment, or I can't make this investment right now, then that's fine as well. There's so many exercises that you can do with just your body weight. You don't need equipment. And get creative using things around your house, like a chair or a bench or the wall. Those are just like objects. And then there's other things that you can use, like a water jug or a giant jar full of beans. I mean, there's so many things just like to create. You're right, a bag of rice. Like, I saw this girl do like a duffel bag workout. She like got her little miniature duffel bag and filled it with a bunch of dirty clothes and like books or something. Like, put books in your duffel bag and make some weight and do some squats, you know, so that you can get really, this is the so getting into the topic of creativity, like this is a time for us to really be able to tap into our creative space, our creative mindset, and just think outside the box a little bit, you know, don't be so confined to that, holding on to that idea that you can only work out in the gym. And if you don't have the gym, then you're doing, then you can't do anything. So you are not alone. There's so many people out there with amazing videos that you can, I mean, the internet is one of the most amazing tools we have right now. And we're very blessed to be able to find videos, do online classes, and get some inspiration there. So did I miss anything with that kind of question?
So we have a nice example.
Okay, so I'll show you. This is my living room. I live downstairs in a house with a family, so that's why you might hear kids screaming from time to time. That's just life. That's reality, right? We're keeping it real. And yeah, I'm just sitting on my little couch here right now. And this is, I've turned into my workspace. I've just got my books and my computer out. And that's like my work corner. And then over here, I have my mat and it's just next to the window here. I like went outside and picked some plants and put the plants here in this little jar by the window to just spruce things up. And I've got my little succulent cactus plant over here. And then, I just like right by the window, I keep the windows open to get some breeze in. And then I keep all my workout gear in this suitcase. And so being a personal trainer, like I have more equipment than probably most, but quite honestly, I really don't have that much. I have the heaviest dumbbell I have is a 20 pound. And then it goes from 20 to 15 to 10s to 8s to 5s and then 2s. And that's it. And then I've got my bands here. These are some of my favorite bands. I got these on Amazon. I don't even know the company. I don't even think there's like a logo on them, but these are really great resistance bands. These are the thick kind. I like these better than, I think I have some somewhere.
Honestly, I keep mine in my kitchen. And when I'm like waiting for water to boil or whatever, like I'll just do some squats while I'm sitting there, like standing in my kitchen. I love that thing. It feels like it multiplies whatever you do.
Yeah.
A lot. And honestly, like the ass results for that thing are crazy.
Yes.
I've lifted my ass like my whole life. And the minute I had that thing, I was like, whose ass is this?
Totally. Yeah. So there's like different kinds that you have. Like these are the plasticky kinds, and these are good for things as well. I like to have both. These are better for like around the legs and doing that kind of stuff. But if you want to do more stuff with the arms, then you can use this kind of band. And I'm definitely going to be creating some more band workout videos.
Yeah. So that's what I love. You've been really helping me and all your students on Instagram with these great little videos and ideas of things to do. So I'll have the link, you guys, in the show notes here where you can connect to Sky's Instagram page. And how does someone join your Zoom classes that you're doing online? Do they have to do you on Facebook?
It's the only thing you have to do is if you're on your computer or you're using your phone, you can use either one, just download Zoom first thing first. And then once you've done that, create your account. It's free. There's no charge. And then I can even turn this around and show people, which will be pretty awesome. Let's see here. So here we're at the Zoom. Just go ahead and make it full screen. And this is your home page here. So when you want to join a meeting, you just hit join, right? Or I'll send you the link and all you'll need is my meeting ID number, which is, you can go to meetings and it'll show you your personal ID number, and everybody has their own personal ID number. And then when you want to join a meeting, you type in that ID number and you join. It's really simple.
So a different ID number every time is the same every time?
You can make it the same every time. Okay. You can also make it different if you want to do private sessions and stuff.
Okay, cool. Great. So if they find you on Facebook or Instagram, Sky Spirit Fitness, or is it Big Island Fitness?
Big Island Fitness.
You can join, because your workouts are great. And what I love about it is, like, when I joined the other day, I was not in the mood to work out. I mean, you might have seen me. I was in my pajamas. I was like, but I knew I needed to move my body for uplifting my mood. But yeah, the minute I saw everybody else in, you know, at home doing it together, I felt this instant uplift in my mood.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful just to be like, you saw me. I'm like, people, hi.
Yeah.
So that was totally great. And that's why I recommend, of course, anybody could go on YouTube and find a video, but there's something different about in real time, this person's here for me. This workout instructor can see me. I can see everybody else in the group. I thought that was really sweet. It felt really familial, like a family thing. I can see my children, my child,
your friends. Your video. There. Yeah.
Someone tried to call me. I have it on Don't Disturb, but I'm still being disturbed. So I want to talk a little bit about the being alone and the isolation part. And you brought it before about how much you appreciate like human contact and how much we're all looking forward to having that again. A couple of things, if you are really, really alone, and like I'm alone with my kid, so that's a whole nother thing. You're alone with your partner. But if you're really, really alone, I want to highlight the importance of these connections and a physical touch. So, you know, Sky brought up how little things can make a big difference, like lighting and fresh air. Something I want to add to that is literally massaging yourself, touching yourself, mm-hmm. like putting lotion on yourself, like gently brushing your hair, like literally having skin contact with yourself is a mood elevator. I know, hugging yourself, I feel like it's like so cheesy. I like give yourself a hug, but like really, those of you who are literally alone, this work right now is to get to know yourself and be alone until you love yourself. So try not to anesthetize your way through, even though it's tempting. I know I'm dealing with that. I mean, with my kid, I'm like, wow, this would be really easy if I was just like a little tipsy, you know, but I'm like, I'm not going to live my life tipsy. So I have to figure out how to be with it. And these are the things that I've found that help. And loving yourself through it. So if you're anesthetizing, then you're avoiding. And the longer we avoid, just like in any relationship, as you know, like being with your partner, it's going to come up later and it's going to come up eventually. And we're not going to get through this time unless we face it. So we can't push it away, or it's just going to make it go longer. I really feel like as a spiritual collective, this is something we have to be aware of. And that is why Sky and I are here now, so that you guys can feel held accountable. You can feel motivated and inspired, not to hustle, not to be the best version of yourself, but to love yourself so damn much that you have a breakthrough and you have these tools that help you to love yourself when you're really, really with yourself.
I will tell you something. It's okay if I cry out.
Yes, but make sure that you feel safe, okay? Listen to your body and please shut the door.
Okay.
So, with that said, like, take these things with you and know that they're not a challenge. We're not trying to challenge you. We're here to support you in nurturing. So, Sky, will you talk a little bit about how somebody can eat healthy? When I know for me, like, I pretty sure I gained 6 to 10 pounds like within the first 2 weeks of this, because I would just be bold and standing in front of my pantry being like, rice, crackers, M&M's, like,
yeah. You know?
So how can somebody like be home and have a healthy, nourishing eating style? What would you say?
We've got actually some really great tips for that. And because I too struggle with the snacking thing, like when I'm home and it's just like right there in my face, I'm like, oh, well, I could just grab that and eat it, but you're not even really that hungry. So number one, tune in and like drink some water, because yeah. You might not actually be hungry. You might just be like wanting to like feed that craving or that like need to, you know, emotionally eating, what we do a lot, all of us. And so just like chug some water and you'll feel full. And then some other great ideas is just, I do this all the time, is meal prepping. Like, and it might sound like silly to do it now that you're at home all the time. Like, why would I meal prep? I don't even need to go anywhere. But like, continue doing your meal prepping, or now's a great time to start if you haven't done it. You have all the time to like really get your meal prepping down. And I keep it really simple. I eat meat, so I do like a big portion of meat. Like I'll cook a whole chicken, and that whole chicken will feed me the entire week, you know?
Yeah.
And I'll just like batch cook a bunch of potatoes or a bunch of veggies. And like another great way to do that is to just throw them in the oven all together. Mm. So you can bake, you know, your veggies, your potatoes, and your chicken all at once. Obviously they would all need some different timing, so you'd have to take some things out before, you know, the other thing. So batch cooking and just really getting your meal prepping game strong. So that way you have food ready. And because what happens is we get really hungry and then there's nothing to eat, so we reach for those like easy to eat chips or, you know, peanut butter and whatever snacks that are just right there. You can eat them. You don't have to cook them, right? So having food ready and available is huge. What else? And just, you know, I know we're only doing like what we can only go out when we need to, like probably once a week for grocery shopping. So it's really hard to buy fresh things that are going to stay good in the fridge all week long, which is why I started doing some more veggies like broccoli and carrots and like firm veggies like beets, and
they last longer.
So that lasts longer. I mean, leafy greens, they go bad pretty quickly. Like, get your leafy greens, eat those at the beginning, and then you'll have some veggies towards the end of the week that'll last longer. And just pro tip, I always tell all my clients and students this, like if they're unsure where how to shop in a grocery store, I always just tell them to stick to the perimeters of the grocery store. I tell everybody that, just shop the perimeters, like don't go down the aisles. I mean, I went down the aisle the other day to look for something and they were all empty anyways. I was like, oh God, whatever.
Every time I go down the aisles, I always buy cereal and I always regret it, because that to me is my like breast milk, you know? It's like that like child inside of me like wants to be comforted, and I don't even drink cow milk, and it's not even that delicious with almond milk, by the way. Like, it's just garbage. Like, there's no point in me eating that. But I've noticed, and I've been really loving with myself around this, and I have a daughter who I'm weaning still to remind me of what an addiction that is, that oral fixation. And that is like why we, even though we are bored, a lot of us, that need to, like, I'm uncomfortable. I want to be comforted. So I want to put things in my mouth. That's why people smoke cigarettes and
right.
all of the chew on pens, and why, you know, it's hard for, you know, a baby to wean, because we want that comfort. So I find it be really helpful for me to be like, okay, I want to eat a bag of chips. My inner self must be saying, I need comforting right now, mm-hmm. you know? So that's when I'll do something that's more healthy that helps me feel comforted. And that mm-hmm. might look like walking around outside. It might look like just sitting down with my daughter and snuggling her. It might look like calling a friend, you know?
Yeah.
So like it's an opportunity. I heard something really great recently. It was a reminder of something that I've known, but it was like, anytime we're afraid and fear, all the uncomfortable emotions go under fear, right? Like sadness, anger, resentment, those are all fear. And anytime we feel, I was definitely feeling angry. Like I liked my life how it was,
mm.
you know, I was feeling angry that I felt like it got taken away from me. So I was feeling that anger and I had to say to myself, okay, this is really is fear. And anytime I feel fear, it's an opportunity for me to connect with inspiration. So it's a new habit. It's a new pattern that we're forming, right? So like, having a workout regime is a new habit, or maybe it's not new, it's a habit that you've built. Turning to potato chips when you feel like you need comforting, that's a pattern that we can build. Or we can say, in this moment, instead I'm going to choose better, and I'm going to turn to inspiration. And for me, what that means is connecting to my higher source. Prayer, meditation, being creative, creating something beautiful, art. I literally colored in my daughter's coloring book with her for like an hour yesterday. And I'm like, this is great fun. You know, I mean, it's so simple, just crayons in a coloring book. And when we turn to that, the next step is by default presence. And when we're being present, we're not tripping. We're not holding on to what was. We're not in a tailspin of depression and bad feelings. We're just in the moment. And in this moment right now, I'm connecting with my freaking gorgeous friend who I love so much. I hear my child playing outside with her friends, and I'm so grateful that she's having that time. It's not raining, so God in heaven, we can have this recording and it not be ruined by the sound of the rain. And I look at my smile comes because I feel happy just thinking about what's in this moment right now. So remember that, you guys. It's like shifting old patterns into more self-loving choices, using fear and any bad feeling emotion that goes under that as an opportunity to remember to get inspired so that we can be in that feeling of love and presence.
Yes.
I start yeah. starting to rain. That's so funny.
Yes. This practice of self-awareness is a practice for life. You get it right or you get it wrong sort of a thing. It's just you do it, you know, and it's just a matter of shifting your thoughts. That's it. Shifting your thoughts and becoming aware of your thoughts. So when you're in that negative thought pattern, like be like, oh, I'm having some negative thoughts right now. That's the first step, recognizing it and maybe even saying it out loud, like, I'm having some negative thoughts right now. And then that awareness then kickstarts your ability to shift your thoughts and then go into some positive thoughts, or just accepting the negative thoughts and then letting them go. You know, you don't even need to cover them up with positive thoughts. Like, accept them, notice them, let them go. Don't give them any more attention. And another great tool is this.
Journaling.
Write them down, people. Oh my gosh, huge. Like, you have all this time right now to be at home. Like, start journaling. Really start journaling. So
I love that. It's really, really, really therapeutic.
Yes.
I never even read back on it. I have no idea what is I've ever written. I've just always just let the pen flow and let it go, and it feels really good. Oh my God, and that right.
Okay. And this just brings me into what I wanted to mention about connecting. So like some of us have Zoom and FaceTime and all of these awesome tools, internet, to connect with each other. And then some of us might not be as fortunate. And hopefully you get to see this video and recording somehow, but like, even if you do have those tools, I recommend getting back into letter writing. Like, this is such a great time to write letters to your loved ones, to your friends, to your family. And I did that the other day. It's my grandpa's birthday tomorrow. And I drew, when you were saying you were drawing, it just reminded me of like, I got out my colored pencils the other day and I drew him a birthday card and wrote him a sweet letter. And sent it off and did a couple others, and it felt really good to have that like connection, sharing the love and spreading the love through letters.
I love that. That's such a good one. And remember to spray your things that you put in the mail with Lysol.
Yeah, probably.
I have
hopefully the mail carriers are probably, they're probably doing, taking precautions to disinfect.
I know. Luna's having a birthday party coming up soon, and family on the mainland want to send her things, and I had to send them a, this is how we send things responsibly, so we have to keep going too.
Cool.
That connection of like, Sky held this and now I'm holding it, like that's really romantic, and that's why letter writing has always been a romance, and I love that tip. Thank you.
Yeah. Let's get back into a little exercise sort of tips. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Cool. I want to just touch up on some really important tips. So when exercising at home now, and maybe you're not using equipment at all and you're just doing bodyweight exercises, it's really important to tune into our muscles. This is a great practice for meditating and for just this. The exercise is my meditation. Like that is my form of meditation. Like it's really hard for me to just sit there and be still. So I like to move a lot. And then I take my thoughts and let's just pretend like we're going to be doing some bicep curls, and I'll even show you like what you can do is to really connect with that muscle. You can squeeze your fist really hard. You can do it with me too, Sarah, like squeeze your fist really hard, right? And you feel already your arm being engaged because you're squeezing your fist, right? So like you're flexing that muscle. And so you're now connecting to that muscle, and I call this mind to muscle movement. So this is a really great time for us to slow things down, to feel the contraction, to feel the release, and to really bring those thoughts to what we're doing. Mind to muscle. Yeah.
I love that.
And that's a great meditative practice as well.
It is. Something my teacher taught me is she would say, connect your mind to that muscle and breathe into it. And she would like find the, so if you don't like do yoga, you might be like, she's talking crazy. But if you just do it and feel it, you know what I'm talking about. She'd say, find the lungs in your quadriceps.
Right.
You know, totally. Like they actually have oxygen and then they do breathe. Yes. So
you can send breath to every part of your body. Like you can send breath through your fingertips, through your toes, to your ankles, to your knees, like really send that breath deep down in there.
And by the way, that practice, if you apply it to eating, running, chores, sex, making out, brushing your hair, you know what I mean? All of those things get better.
Yeah.
Because we're being present and we're being mindful. So I love that tip. Thank you.
Take it slow, guys. Take it slow and controlled and breathe into it and just really enjoy the process. Yes. Like exercise is not a punishment. It's a gift to your body and to yourself. Yeah.
Dude, I'm so the most fun I've had all week, for sure.
I know.
You know, Skye, I was going to ask you, maybe we should sometimes do Instagram lives like this.
Totally.
Split the screen and anybody can join in and we can lead people through what we're talking about. You could lead a little workout and I could lead a little
yoga.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun?
That would be really fun. Let's set up
follow us on Instagram so that you can join in on those Instagram lives that we can do.
Yeah, totally. We'll like put a post out there, set a date and a time. Everybody, and tune in.
Did you eat all the ice cream?
No.
Okay, then yeah, that's okay with me if it's okay with Auntie. Well, I think I should get going.
Yes.
So I'm just so grateful for you being here, Skye, and your wisdom and your attitude and your insight and your beauty and your essence. I just absolutely love you. I miss you. But this has felt like a really cup filling experience. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and you're so welcome.
Yay.
Yeah, it's been so fun. It's just been so fun. Yeah, I'm so grateful to have time with you even through this video and to be able to spread some positivity and love out there.
That's what it's all about. Absolutely. And like I said before, we'll put all the links and such in the show notes, and please share this with anybody who you know could use these tips and a little bit of a mood booster. And remembering, like, we are all in a collective cocoon and we will emerge as beautiful butterflies with lessons learned. This is not wasted time. This is also a gift. This is a lesson.
Yeah.
And we have what we can control is our mindset and what we do with this time.
Absolutely. Be gentle and kind with yourself. We got this. We got this.
We got this. I want to kiss my phone. Mwah, I love you.
Love you so much. Love everybody.
Okay, talk
to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
If you like the Show It Off podcast, then you will also like the Show It Off book club. I have hand-selected a library of books that will empower you and keep you on track with your confidence-building goals. Reading has always been a huge love of mine, and if it weren't for the books that I feel like are my friends that have taught me so much, I just don't know where I would be now. That is why I started the Show It Off Book Club, and I hope you will join the club. It's free, it's fun, it's easy. How to join? Just go to @showitoffpodcast page on Instagram, follow the page, see the post where I list all of the books on the list. It's a picture of a stack of books. I will help you find it. Start your own empowering library. Tune in each Friday for the conversation starter videos I post of the chapters we are on, and I'll post them on the Show It Off Podcast Instagram page. If you can read 1 to 3 chapters a week, you will be set. If you can't, you can still see the videos anytime. But it would be amazing if you were able to leave comments and share your thoughts with the chapters we're on with the group in real time. This is to help you really integrate the high vibe thoughts you need to be a part of your life in order to truly embody being deeply self-loving and shamelessly and unapologetically confident. So join the Show It Off Book Club today. Every play of this show means the world to me. Thank you for your time and for listening. I'd love to hear from you now. Questions and comments are welcomed at showitoffpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for subscribing to the Show It Off podcast. And if you have a moment, if you could leave a review on iTunes, it would help other people to find this message of confidence. You could also help someone build confidence by texting this episode to at least one person now. Being self-loving means being authentic, bold, and confident. So shamelessly and unapologetically, show it off.